This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Tell you what, no better sprayer on planet Earth than that Apache sprayer. Check them out at highplainsapache.com or stop and see them in Manda and across from Bonanza, exit 60 south of Fargo on I-29. New and used sprayers. They also have the ET Ag Center, which means an ag application part you might need. They probably have it ready to go right there. 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, the works. And the best sprayer money can buy. It's the sprayer company the other folks are talking about. High Plains Apache. I'm Scott Hannon. Ty, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome as we kick off a brand new week. Mike Lindell of MyPillow is going to be here, the founder, the inventor. We're going to talk with Troy Coons of Northwest Landowners Association about how landowners fared in the last North Dakota legislative session, and much more coming up on the program. Ed in Fairmont had a story about his mom, though. We love those stories because we're giving away pie for mom. Village Inn, the best pie in America, is serving up some fine pie for Mother's Day, and we're giving some out, a couple each day, as a matter of fact. Ed, in Fairmont,
yes.
Has the story. How are you, sir?
Fine.
What's on your mind?
Well, I created a new health insurance plan called Main Street Healthcare. It's $87 a month. Full coverage, no deductible, including eye, dental, hearing, and pharmaceuticals. And that's based on 315 million American citizens. And that that comes to $330 billion would come from the employers on a decreasing health insurance plan. And that's part of this plan. And I'm willing to put up $6.5 trillion to set the pace for this deal if the United States government will cooperate with me 100%.
Yeah, well, I hope they take you up on the offer. Were you going to tell us about your mom too?
Well, my mom always told me to make sure you always pay your bills first, and I thought that was a great memory on Mother's Day, and. I've always been proud of my mother. She was a great mother. And it's worked out in my life completely by paying the bills first. And I think most people get into trouble because they don't pay their bills first.
Great story, Ed. Isn't it something that one little piece of advice just rings in your mind to this day, because the pot's the power of a mom and the influence on a son. Great story. If you hang on, we'll get your address and we'll mail you off a certificate for a free Village Inn pie on us for Mom's Day, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Pleasure to welcome back our friend Mike Lindell, one of America's great entrepreneurs, the inventor of MyPillow, a fine sponsor of this program, and we appreciate very much our partnership with them. It's funny, when I go to events, folks will say, I'll say, any questions? You know, I think they're going to ask me about, the repeal of Obamacare or something. They'll say, hey, I love my pillow. And I'll say, I'm going to come give you a big hug. So, Mike, your product is beloved and you are beloved, just so you know. Okay?
Oh, thank you, Scott. Yeah, it's been surreal, this journey I've been on with. I run into people all the time. And now they don't even, it's not even so much the pillow anymore as my story, the story of hope and redemption and, quitting all my, being a former crack cocaine addict. And they've all, it's been in all the news and stuff. So I get a lot of that coming. And then, that they come up. You have an amazing story, so that's kind of neat that it's kind of shifted with the pillow just being a platform.
Yeah, it's great. It's amazing what you can do. You make a great pillow. It's a life changing for so many people, myself included, to have a better night's sleep as a result of it. But in the end, it's a product and it is something that's important. But lives and the lives you impact, the things you do and the hope and redemption and the way that gives other people you know, hey, he did it, so I can do it. So it's the,
right on, right? Yeah, right.
It's just so amazing. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, and we've had, you know, I have, you know, back in, you know, when I first started out, you know, people ask me all the time, well, why has my pillow gotten so big and so fast? And you know, because it works. You know, I had the same problems, if you want to talk about the product. I thought I was different, Scott. I thought I was, you know, going through life. I'm going, how come I can't sleep at night? I've got these sleep interruptions. My pillows go flat, using my arms, sore neck or headaches in the morning. And when I invented my pillow, I did it basically out of my own necessity at first. And I started asking people, and everyone's going, you're never going to get a patent on a pillow. And the other half are going, if you come up with something you could adjust and it would hold there and not go flat and stay soft or be soft, but yet support. Nobody wants a firm pillow. We all want support, soft support. And they, you know, where it's the height to keep your neck straight. Well, then adding, I always tell people, I said, you know, all the stuff I put on later, like, you know, 100% made in the USA, the 60-day money-back guarantee, the 10-year warranty, the washing and drying, all these things, those are just bonuses. If it didn't work, we wouldn't have sold 27 million.
It works, exactly right. And, folks, we have a special phone number for our listeners at 800-506-9028 to call. Also, MyPillow.com, and then you use the promo code Scott. My personal favorite is the premium pillow. And you've told us before, but the premium pillow is a cut above anything, right? You don't buy those in stores.
Well, it comes in four different loft levels, and there's nothing. We only sell that at MyPillow. You can't find it in box stores. You can't find it anywhere other than MyPillow. And we custom fit you so you get your right level of loft, and then you can adjust it from there. So it's and we have the, you know, we have a great special. What I'm going to do on your show too is any order with your promo code, we're going to donate another pillow to a homeless shelters. We're doing that. I'm doing this inner city initiative across the country. I'm starting in May here, and so we're going to, like, I can announce it here on your show.
That is fantastic. So just use the promo code Scott or call that number, 800-506-9028. Not only are you going to get a great deal, and there's great deals right there when you use the promo code Scott, but you're going to help somebody with, you know, a homeless shelter getting a pillow as well. You're doing some really neat things in the inner cities. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, this goes back to last summer. The president, Mr. Trump, he called me up and he reached out to me, and I actually met him on August 15th of last year, and I told him about my foundation, this dream I had of this foundation, and it was almost done at that point. And I said, I come, you know, I told him about I was an ex-addict and stuff, and I said, I've seen all the problems with the inner cities, and he goes, and his heart, it was like talking to myself. He goes, yeah, I want to get them fixed, you know, help them out. And I said, you know what? If I go help out the individuals with my foundation, and then we combine things that are going on good in the city. And, he says, and I can rebuild, bring back the jobs. And so you know, a lot of this sparked out of that. But the big thing is now is with my foundation, it's a 100% pass through entity where you'll pick your square, whatever the need is, and 100% of your money goes to the need rather than there's no overhead. MyPillow and other entities pay all the overhead, so there's no overhead. So you know how charities and foundations, you put money in, you go, well, I wonder how much really makes it to those kids or whatever. And then you get to hear back from them the difference you made in their lives. So it's the blessing of being able to give, and it's an amazing program, amazing concept, and it's an amazing thing we're going to be doing. So we're going to be going city to city. We're starting in my home state here, hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and then we're going to Detroit. We've done a couple months worth of getting stuff ready, but you'll see it all over the media. But we're going to expand it nationwide, and I want to show what you know, what can be done, taking all these. There's so many people out there that want to help, but they just don't even know how to help or how, you know, what will help, you know. And so it's going to be pretty amazing. You're going to see it in all the news, but it's that's what I was just out with. I was just out in Washington, D.C. A good friend of mine, Ben Carson, now the Secretary of HUD. My dream is down the road then to take all these private funds that I have to help people. That people that want to help rather than tax people that can't afford to help, and then combine that with, you know, all this private sector money and private sector help, And then maybe, you know, my dream is maybe then with combine it with HUD so you finally get something done in the inner cities that really make a difference.
What does Ben Carson think of that, by the way?
He loves it. He loves it. Him and I actually had talked about it last summer after I met with the president, and he's got his hands full right now with HUD. That's another thing where, you know, who knows how much of the money really reaches the actual person or the actual need. And he loves the, because I'm combining all the different sectors, the churches. I go into a town and I'm going to check out like your Teen Challenge, Union Gospels, Love Inc., your Salvation Armies. I just was on the phone with them today. And then, you know, these charter schools, things that are doing, like in Detroit, they're cleaning up all the blight. There's good things going on, but they're not, and then all the churches. And then just to kind of combine them all, network them all.
Fascinating stories from Mike Lindell. We'll continue this story after a short break. Hang tight, Mike. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Talking the North Dakota Legislative Session at the bottom of the hour and more, too. Stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has a new line of self-propelled sprayers that allow you to take full control of your spraying schedule. New Guardian sprayers from New Holland offer the industry's highest horsepower, largest tank size, smoothest suspension, highest ground clearance, and tightest turning radius so you can protect more acres per hour for maximum productivity. Choose from three front boom models and two rear boom modes. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer near you today and learn more about the new Guardian sprayers from New Holland.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
With Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, who also has an effort to help folks in inner cities. And if you use the promo code SCOTT, in addition to all the good deals we talk about regularly on the program, or call 800-506-9028 or promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com, he's donating a pillow in your name is donated to a homeless shelter as well. So another incentive for you to do that. If you had to just paint a quick picture of what inner cities in America would look like after your vision plays out, Mike, after you're able to channel that private sector help and get rid of the inefficiencies. What would it mean? What's the difference? What would happen?
Well, I want it to be self-sustaining, and that's the problem that's always been, you know, you can just, you can just hand someone money and go, okay, it's temporary fix. And then it can also become entitlement. I want it to be self-sustaining. Like when I was talking to President Summer, when you start to build the physical infrastructure back in the inner city, use the labor from the inner cities. You got to get by all this bureaucracy where and make it so you can. So I see people with jobs. The foundation I have with the stuff I'm going to be doing, that's going to create so many jobs within itself. I can't even. It's amazing. So you have. I see people with jobs. I see people with. If they are in need, they know where to go, and they're getting the help they need, and they're getting. And then I see private money, like I said, people donating money, if you might have a mother that can't afford to buy some milk for her kids, whatever it is. And, she's getting that need met because 100% of the money goes there. So it takes out all these inefficiencies of everything. And my dream is to, you show that what can be done with the inner cities, and then with it, when you combine it with the HUD and stuff, and then unite this country. I see this country being united to see what can be done under this administration, and unite, and everybody, and you stop all these things that are going on and against the president and all this, and say, show that things can really get done that they've never been able to get done with either party, if you want to talk political,
No, I hear you. There's definitely some reform necessary. That's why I think there's so much resistance against this crew, because it is so different. They are not afraid to take it on.
And you got that song. All we are saying is give peace a chance. Well, all we are saying is give Trump a chance. Just let's give it a chance here. It's gonna be an amazing at least the stuff that I've seen and I've got. But with the inner cities, I think you got to start there, and then with the inner cities, and then bringing the jobs back. That's why he reached out to me. I was able to do it even with all the bureaucracy and everything. Build a company from 5 employees to 540 days, and now having over 1,500 employees, and making every part of it in the United States here. A lot of entrepreneurs. And stuff, you get a product ready and if you can't afford to make it here and then you go overseas to have it made, I'll tell you what, that's not. Then if you become big, you're waiting for your product to get it. There's so many downfalls of making manufacturing overseas that people don't realize. It's not just the cost of saving that because they have cheap labor and stuff over there. There's a lot of drawbacks to it too, even without the things that I hope this administration changes. But to bring back the jobs, I think he's on a good, it's going to get there, and it's going to get there faster than people think.
I want to ask you a couple quick last things. One, you're very upfront and honest and open about your story, about having struggled as an addict and coming back from that. So you are a living, breathing story, mm-hmm. example of hope and redemption for a whole lot of people. For people that might be listening today that, are struggling with an addiction and want a way out, what advice would you have for them?
Well, I would say you got to seek Jesus. I'm serious. Most addicts, when I quit everything overnight on January 16, 2009, I was a crack cocaine addict. I was an alcoholic. I was everything. And I just prayed that it would all, I would never have the desire again. And I woke up the next day and it was amazing. And I surrendered there to Jesus. But a lot of addicts, they get out of, the traditional treatment centers and stuff, and nobody trusts them. They want to set the world on fire, and they have good intentions, but they're set up to fail in our society, that they don't give them second chances, or they don't give them trust they need. And so you feel alone. Yeah, and you're waiting for that one thing that'll trigger a relapse or whatever. But I just want to tell people there's hope out there, and the Bible is a place to start right there. And you need someone. You need the Lord with you rather than relying on what's going to come out when you quit everything, just quitting everything and just being drug free. You've been masking pain since usually you're a child that comes from trauma or comes from something that happened. In my case, it was my parents' divorce. I was 7 years old and I was thrown into an adult role of babysitting and stuff. And you wouldn't think that would be traumatic, but those kind of things affect pain that you have. Fatherlessness in the inner city. There's so many things like that, and just to take the drug away is not the answer. You need to, with God, all things are possible.
Yeah, no kidding. Amen. Appreciate that very much. I also want to, we talked earlier about your pillows, just a pillow. It's a product, and there's so many other things that have come out of that particular enterprise for you, which have touched other lives through this inner city work and the homeless shelter pillow giveaway and all the things that you're doing. But really, I know from firsthand experience, I'm just a radio talk show host that gets to talk about it. I get to talk about a lot of products, but I don't go to places where people come up to me and say, you can't believe what a difference that's made. What's your recently, because I know you have zillions of them, but what's a recent fun story about somebody's life improving, changing as a result of MyPillow as your product?
Oh, I just came back. I was in New York. I was in Washington, D.C. Then I went to New York, and I was doing a thing with my friend Joel Piscopo, and there was probably, I'll bet you there was 800 people there. I suppose 500 people. And it wasn't just one story. It was one after another of people coming up and thanking me that, and things, stuff that I can't even say because it's an implied claim, but it's going, and these are things that have been going on for years. This one gal, I was leaving my hotel yesterday. She says, "You're the MyPillow guy, Mike. I'm sure you hear this all the time," but she said, she was 76 years old. She says, "I have struggled all my life with these." She told me these specific things, these pains and then just these sleep interruptions and couldn't sleep. And she said, "I've had your pillow now for 6 months." And she says, "I feel 20 years younger." She says, sleep's so important. And I said to her, I said, "Isn't that amazing? It's not how much time we spend in bed. That sleep affects everything we do, how we interact, how we feel, how we feel on our vacations. How can you enjoy vacation if you're tired, even though you've slept?" But hearing stories like that, it just brings me such joy. People ask me all the time, "Scott, how could you be 12 years into this and still have the same passion that you had on day one for this pillow?" I said, "It actually is even more than day one, because just like story, people coming up to me and telling me it's created a miracle in their life. And that's what's kept me going. It's just like you can't, the look in their eye, it's just so meaningful." And that's why people tell people about the MyPillow. Even over the dinner table going, "Wow," and because it does work and it helps people so much.
It sure does. It's an amazing product. It really is. And who would get tired of hearing those stories? It's fantastic. 800-506-9028 is a special number just for us. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Mike Lindell, the inventor, our guest. On What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week's guest is Senator John Hovind of North Dakota. We asked Senator Hovind how the protesters and eco-terrorists were successful in getting their message out during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
It was a very well-funded enterprise. You had something like 31 different environmental groups that were providing substantial funding for this protest. And the irony is that we see a lot of very affluent people, oftentimes from the coast, maybe from New York, from California, also a lot of movie actors that are high profile, and they get involved in these issues, and they have, in essence, a cause. They have a lot of money. They have a platform. But they don't really delve into the underlying factual basis of what's going on.
That's Senator John Hovind for his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline is complete. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Your calls, questions, and comments rolling in. Still, here's one that came in during the break.
I have another opinion heard from. Anyway, everything pretty much Trump's doing is eliminating the last 8 years first. After that, hopefully we'll get something done around here. But the biggest thing we've seen so far is hope, and it's affected our economy and the stock market. And as far as asking these questions, and then you say, well, they didn't ask Obama health care. I agree with you 100%, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be asking them of this just because we're running something through again. Thanks.
Texter says, I'm very disappointed that Le Pen lost in France. Unfortunately, thousands of Americans died in World War II, freeing France from the Nazis, only to see it turned over to leftist radical sympathizers over the weekend. I did hear a number of election observers suggest that they don't expect it to be long before there's another election, and that her father, you know, originally ran, had 10% or 12 or something like that. She had, 36 or something. So the numbers are growing there, and I guess all of the indicators going the other way. So I think she'll win eventually. Texter said, I sure hope so. I was hoping she'd ride the Trump wave in, but can't win them all. My response, Todd, you ready for this? It's France. It's France, dude. Things take time. I mean, we're talking about France. It's not going to happen. They're going to be a little quicker to get into the Trump train wave. You know what I'm saying? It's France. Does that make sense, Todd? Todd fall off the face of the earth? Maybe? Todd? Manny, are you there?
Remember My Pillow?
You fell asleep there with My Pillow. Yeah.
Those things work.
Yeah.
Promo code ScottMyPillow.com.
We're taking MyPillow out of the studio. Done. With that little frill.
Okay, I'm awake now. What'd you need?
The Todd has. No, it doesn't matter. It would ruin it. I'm not repeating it. You missed out.
I did. My pillow works, though.
You didn't really miss out.
Works, too, so if you're thinking, I've already got my pillow, well, yeah, but what about your pets? And trust me, they work.
All right, last thing I need to tell you before we go to Troy Coons from Northwest Landowners Association and take a look at the most recent legislative session, walk through some of the things that happened there. Our friends in Minot have got some fun plans Friday and Saturday. It's closed. It's here, and there's still tickets available. Tickets have been selling very briskly, but they do have tickets still. Music Stars, Classic Cars, Minot Festival 2017. They'll be at the new Mesa Pepsi Arena Friday. Doors open at 5:30, concert at 7. Saturday, they do it all over again. Two big concerts, two big nights, two big dances, two car shows. The whole deal, Chubby Checker, Johnny Tillotson, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. They're doing Brian Hyland, Joey D, and the Starlighters. They're doing Herman's Hermits and Peter Noonan. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly. They're loading up. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, get on the phone. Exactly right. Go to visitminot.org. Visitminot.org, where you want to get those. Okay? Let you know. All right, we've been recapping the legislative section. Did a bunch of that last week, and continuing a few segments again this week. From the perspective of landowners, how'd it go? Troy Coons, chair of the Northwest Landowners Association, was a regular with us during the session, walking through some proposed legislation and here to talk a little bit about it. Troy, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, Scott. Thank you for having me on today.
Glad to have you on the program. Looking forward to your take. Give me your overall sense of how you think things went.
Well, every session that I've been there, they develop their own personality, and this definitely had a strong one of, you know, not much for extra mandates that had a cost, and pretty much everything revolved around the budget. So you had to take that into account on anything you were trying to support or defeat, you know. That was a big driving factor this session.
Given that, what are you most gratified by that you got done? What's the victory?
I guess one of the victories was our Senate Bill 2333, which was taking the rule out of the Department of Mineral Resources and putting it into law for reclamation on oil sites and off of oil sites. That was a huge win, I feel, for the reclamation world and the oil patch. Also, I guess, getting the Ombudsman program made from a temporary one to a permanent one in the Ag Department. And along with that, getting a program set up within that one that works with things that it couldn't work with previously, which was PSC pipelines and wind farms. And so there's a memorandum of understanding between the PSC and the Ag Department to work on that. So that's new, because in the past when we get PSC type calls there, they couldn't work with that. So that's a nice win. Those were a couple of the good things that I thought come out of the session.
And what do you see as a tangible takeaway from those for landowners? What's fixed?
Well, what it does, it allows the property owner to have a place to go to look for help. It's just another avenue. Otherwise, you know, most of the things come back to you got to go to the legal system. And for most property owners, if they had free and willing negotiations, you'd get a lot of these type of things that we keep working on different pieces of legislation to deal with that you would have in an easement. So this gives them on the reclamation a safeguard that things should be reclaimed better. Then also it gives them a place to call if they have concerns with something that's going on with a gathering pipeline, with a PSC pipeline, and then a place to reach out with for wind farms. And we also did get a addition into the PSC budget to do a study of wind farms. When a wind farm company comes in and a property owner comes in and they testify, generally a property owner doesn't have the wherewithal to bring in the experts they need and such. So we wanted a study done in the state after having wind here for at least 10 years now to be able to help bring some facts forward for the property owners to help guide the PSC in their decision-making.
Ken in Milton has a question for our guest, Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association. Recap on this year's legislative session from Northwest Landowners Association perspective. Questions, comments, always welcome here on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Go ahead, Ken. What's your question?
Good morning. First, a comment. I think the legislature failed us pretty badly on three bills. The first one was where the property owners have to host their land to protect them from trespassers. The second one was asset forfeiture. And the third one was the issue of limiting property taxes to 3%. And on top of that, on two of those bills, there wasn't one vote in the Senate in favor of property rights. I think the Republican Party is really sadly out of touch. The dark state won on all three of them. And even back in 83 when I was in session, we sponsored a package of property owner rights bills back then. There was 33 of them, and we only got about three or four passed. So that's the track record of this legislature for many, many decades on property rights.
Troy, agree, disagree? What would you say to Kenneth's points?
Well, after being down there for a few sessions now, it would be pretty easy to go home and be very disappointed. It takes a lot of resolve to stay there. We do have good things happen. We do have things that, like you said, House Bill 2225, the trespassing bill is what it got known as. You know, I was told early on it would not make it, and it didn't. Our organization, from a constitutional standpoint, felt that if you have care, custody, and control and you retain the liability, you shouldn't have to be posting it. I mean, I understand both sides. Guys want to hunt and do all those things. We had amendments there where there would be signs you could put up saying that it is open for hunting. There was an app being proposed that people could click on this range and section and be able to see, yeah, I can hunt here. You know, that was a disappointing one that we have to go out and physically do that when many other states do not. As far as the asset one, you know, it makes you wonder there as well.
Your property is guilty until you prove yourself innocent. That is against every part of our Constitution. And I was, for a number of years, was in Utah, and I was a part of getting the asset forfeiture adopted in a better way. And right now, North Dakota gets an F on asset forfeiture. And the legislature went with the attorney general instead of the landowners. It is just shameful.
Appreciate the call. I kind of thank you. 800-228-0550. Any other questions or comments, certainly welcome. What else, Troy, do you want to share with us about the session?
Well, I agree with the gentleman on the trespassing bill. That was a tough one. Another tough one we had was House Bill 1151, which I was on a few times and talked about that, where they changed the threshold for reporting spills from 1 barrel to 10 barrels. I felt we went the wrong direction there 100%. We were heading the right way. That was a sad day. We did work on some other things that didn't happen, and we were working on a background bill for, like, if there was going to be any kind of development put into place, like they were going to come in and put in a site or a processing plant or an access road, that they would take samples of the soils and the water if there was a water well within a certain distance, so that in 10 years or 40 years when we come to the time to reclaim, that we'd know what to reclaim to. That one failed. And then we also had a bill for eminent domain, which works well in the fashion it is now for full taking, because they use an appraisal formula, and partial takings like easements.
Troy will continue with more after a break here on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind will be at Vision Bank tomorrow for their big block party. I don't know that I've done a block party broadcast before, Todd, have I? Been on the tractor, been in the hot tub over at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. And I'm trying to think of all the firsts. There have been quite a few.
We haven't done a block party, you're right.
I don't think we've done a block party before. So I'll be doing a little block party tomorrow in West Fargo at the new location of Vision Bank. And Vision Bank's been around a long time, but their location in West Fargo is brand new, so they decided to have a little block party. And tomorrow, I'm broadcasting 9 to 11. Come on by and ask about the CD special. The 12-month CD at 1.05%. But here's my favorite part. From 11 until 1, right after the show, old-fashioned Sloppy Joe's chips and pickles. And they're the best. I have it on very good authority. More details tomorrow morning. Wednesday, great day for the kids because they're having a Razor electric scooter giveaway. The ice cream truck's going to be there. Penny and Pals are going to be there live. Games galore in the bouncy houses, so like 3:30 in the afternoon. All the fun starts. Thursday, free admission for the block party with beer, burgers, and brats at 5:30. And then 32 Below live on stage at 6:30. Free! Cost you Zippo, nothing, nada. All at the Vision Bank. Just south of 32nd Avenue on Veterans Boulevard for the big block party tomorrow. So it should be fun. Lots of fun. Remember to get those Mom's Day stories in. We're giving away free pie from Village Inn, best pie in America. And all we need is your contributions on a story. What's the best lesson your mom ever gave you that stays with you to this day? You know, or your favorite memory of your mom or whatever. Anything along those lines. Get them in, and we're drawing one every hour of the program. And two winners are ready today, but we'll start all over again tomorrow. So that'll be fun. Get them in. You can email them, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text them to Todd, 226-8503, to me, 367-2054, or call them in on our 24-7 line, 855-200-1776. Press 1 when we answer and just tell us the story. Simple as that. Troy Coons is here from the Northwest Landowners Association. Before the break there, you were telling me a little bit about the legislation that the Northwest Landowners championed that dealt with that rule related to reclamation of land on and off site of oil well pads. I don't think you get a chance to finish that, so go ahead and finish that. And then let's talk about what's next, what's left to do, what you want to do with the next session.
Yep, that was one that got put into law. So, you know, it's more stable in rule. It can be more fluid. We feel that's a good law for protections of reclamation of a site or spills that go off site. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is the separation of the health department. The formula that we proposed there for the guiding board of that is equitable for farmers and ranchers. So we feel really good about what we got put in the place there. A couple of really good things.
I have a text question from a listener. What kind of facts did you present the PSC about wind energy?
Facts that we presented? Well, what we were working with the PSC was to get, as I mentioned, the Ombudsman program in there and a study in there for wind farms. That's what we were looking for because we felt there was an inequitable ability there for the property owner to represent themselves against whatever experts the industry brought in. So that's why we want a study so they'll have better information and they'll also have access to the Ombudsman program is what we were working on there.
All right. And next, we didn't get it done this time, but we want to put it up high on our list as a priority for the next session. What would that be?
I would guess one of the main things we'll be looking at is eminent domain and partial takings, the evaluations of how that is done, so it's fair and equitable. That isn't really set up for partial takings right now, but it works pretty decent for full takings. With the appraisal formula, we'll probably be back, and we were guided by the legislature to bring it back next session, the baseline sampling for development, so we know what to reclaim the land to when the development is done. We'll also be looking at end of life for the oil play, making sure that the proper procedures are put into place so that everything will get cleaned up in the end. And then pipeline protections, for spills and that type of thing, making sure that it's the best pipe that's going in the ground, the best monitoring and protections that are being used, or just a few of them, and then I'm sure there'll be others because our membership, you know, we do a questionnaire of them and we get guidance from our membership. So, you know, the next 2 years will tell us a lot there.
Interesting. Troy, thanks a bunch. Always appreciate your time. We had good fun catching up with you throughout the session, keeping us posted on everything happening, and appreciate the work you do on behalf of landowners.
Anybody has a question, they can surely give me a call.
At what telephone number?
701-721-4258. Thank you, Scott. Take care.
Yep. 721-4258. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate it. All right, friends, we're out of time. Never enough time. Todd, enjoy your nap. And thanks to the fine listener who sent us a box opened with all kinds of my pillows they opened today, too. Isn't that nice? Our listeners say, see, it arrived. I'm happy. God bless you.
May 12th and 13th, music, stars, and classic cars at the Hop. Rock and Roll Festival, coming to Minot, Mesa's Pepsi Arena for two fun-filled evenings. Doors open both nights at 5:30 with concerts beginning at 7. Friday night's lineup will include Chubby Checker,
Angel,
Johnny Tillotson,
Angel,
and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. While Saturday night will be filled with performances by Brian Hyland, Kermit's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. Not to mention, Rocky the Rollers will perform both nights with special guest Al Brady. Get your tickets today online at visitminot.org, minotaurushockey.com, and at all marketplaces with locations. To find out more information, call 701-857-8225. That's 857-8225. You're going to have a blast, man!
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.